Last time we mentioned that according to the Maskana of the Gemara, on Daf Lamed Hey, Bracha Rishon is derived from a Svara. Asa Lehanos Min Olam Azeh Lo Bracha. The question that we raised is that is whether this Maskana really is a complete about face, it's a complete change from the Havamina. We know that there certainly is some kind of a change. The Gemara did change its position in terms of the source of Bracha Rishon. In the Havamina, the Gemara thought that Bracha Rishon is either derived from the Pasuk Kodesh Hilulim, from the double Hilul, or it's derived from a Kal Vachomer from Birchas HaMazon. And in the Maskana, the Gemara says it's a Svara that Asa Lehanos Min HaOlam Azeh Lo Bracha. The question is, did the Gemara change its mind not only in the source, but in the purpose of Bracha Rishon? Meaning that in the Maskana, the Gemara is saying that Bracha Rishon is not a Birchas Hoda'ah. It's not fundamentally. The first step is not that it's a Birchas Hoda'ah, but the reason why it's also to eat without making a bracha is because you're stealing a bracha from Hashem. But rather, it's not a Birchas Hoda'ah, what is it? Rather, it's an Isser. There's an Isser to steal HaKadosh Baruch Hu's food, so to speak. HaKadosh Baruch Hu owns all of the food in the world. And it's also to eat your gozo from HaKadosh Baruch Hu by eating food without a bracha. The bracha is coming to be mati. This is the bracha is coming to be notol rishus, to allow you to eat. Is that what the Maskana says? Is the Maskana saying that fundamentally the very nature of bracha rishon has changed? Now it's not a bracha sada, but rather it's a matir for the isser? Or should we say no, that even in the Maskana of the Gemara was assuming that bracha rishon is really a bracha sada? The only thing the Gemara is saying is that the Svara allows us to extend such an idea to non-gidulei karka. If I only were to have the Kal Vachomer or the Pasuk Kodesh Hilulim, I would only know gidulei karka. I'd only know Kerem Revayo, Netar Revayo, gidulei karka, Shivas Hamina, but I would only know something which grows from the ground. How would I know that that Basa, Beitzim, and Dogim also require a Bracha Rishona? So for that I have the Svara. So all the Svara did was it extended the old concept that we had for Gidulei Karka, even to non-Gidulei Karka. What's the old concept? That Bracha Rishon is a Bircha Sota. Those are the two approaches that we suggested. And we mentioned this is actually Machlokas Rishonim. The Ritva seems to take the more extreme approach, or the way we said it, it's actually the simpler approach. Namely, the first approach, that the Maskon is really a complete change. A complete change from the Havmina. Not only is the source changing, but the nature of the Bracha Rishon is changing as well. In the Maskana, the Gemara is saying that Bracha Rishon is really a matter of an Isser, it's not a Birchas Hodah. Rashi, on the other hand, we suggested, from a Lashon of Rashi, it sounds like Rashi holds even in the Maskana, Bracha Rishon is really fundamentally a Birchas Hodah. Tzarech lahodos l'misha bra'am. Since you're being Nene, you have to be Moga. And we suggested, perhaps as well, that the issue as to why a person has to make a Bracha Rishon, even on a Kol Shehu, might depend on this question. If you claim that Bracha Rishon is fundamentally matir the isser. It's really fundamentally an isser, and the bracha is coming to be matir that isser. So then it makes a lot of sense what Tosis on Daf Lamed Tes says, that it's possible that you should have to make a Bracha Rishon even on a kol shul, because it's nothing like Bracha Achrona. Bracha Samazon, right? The Pasuk Bracha Alta Vesarato Verachta, which teaches us Bracha Samazon, tells me that you need a shear to be chayav Bracha Samazon. The pasuk tells me v'savata midaraisa v'shira is a svia. The chachamim added that maybe even if you only eat a kizayis or a kibetzi, you still chayav birchas hamazon. But you need some kind of a shir. Why? Because birchas hamazon is a birchas hodah, and presumably without a hanah chashuba, there's no chiyuv to make a birchas hodah. But if you understand that Bracha Rishon is really fundamentally different than that, that there's an iser to steal HaKadosh Baruch Hu's food, so then we can understand readily why there's a chiyuv to make a Bracha Rishon even on a kosher. Problem is, according to Rashi, what can we say? Rashi holds that even according to Maskana the Gemara, Bracha Rishona is still a Bircha Soda. If it's a Bircha Soda, it should be similar to Bracha Achrona, I should need a Shir. So we mentioned yesterday, the Kesef Mishnah suggests, Me'ikra did, maybe that's right. Maybe I really should have required a Shir even for Bracha Rishona. So why don't we? We know, everyone knows, in Paskin, that you don't need a Shir in order to be chayav the Bracha Rishona. So the Kesef Mishnah suggested that maybe the reason why you have to make a Bracha Rishon even on a kol shehu is because of the gzeirah. Chazal are afraid that maybe you'll eat a full shear. You'll start with the blessing of the shear and you'll eat a full shear and you'll have a problem because you'll be nene without a bracha. It'll turn out that you'll be nene without a bracha. That issue doesn't apply to Bracha Achrona. When it comes to Bracha Achrona, since you're looking retrospectively, you know if you've eaten a shir or not. But when it comes to Bracha Rishona, since you're looking prospectively and you don't know necessarily if you're going to eat a full shir, Chazal or Misakin will open, but you should always make a Bracha even on a kol shul because of a chashash, because of a concern if you might come to eat a full shir. Okay, this is the basic structure that we charted out yesterday.
Wouldn't that maybe be a Bracha
We said yesterday that apparently Chazal will masak and below plow because they're so afraid that you'll eat a full shear, right? So they will masak and below plow that you should make a bracha even on a kol shear. But it is a little bit strange. It will turn out that if you're really only planning on eating a chatzi shear and you don't have a full shear to eat, there's really no reason to believe that you're going to get a full shear. It would sound like a bracha shen et tzricha, but apparently taktik l'chachanim, that was the tachanah de rabbanon, that you should make a bracha rishona even on a kol shear. I mentioned yesterday that this sheet of Rashi, which is a mechudesh tikkashita, it's very creative. Right? Rashi's idea that the svar is really not changing the nature of the halacha of Rav Rishonah. It's only changing our understanding of what the source of Rav Rishonah is all about. Right? This svar of Rashi actually is lishitasa in two other places. Rashi seems to make two other comments that seem to indicate this as well. Rashi holds that Rav Rishonah is not really coming to be matka the isser, even according to the maskana of the gemara, but rather it's a bracha solution. The first is a comment of Rashi on Mamad Hei Amud Beis, and that relates to the Gemara Vaitis. Let's see the Gemara further. The Gemara, the two dots says, Tana Rabbana, Asal Ola Adam Shiyenim in Olam Azeb La Bracha, V'chal Anenim in Olam Azeb La Bracha, Ma. So as we mentioned yesterday, this also sounds like the Ritva. A lot of you, a lot of Talmidim in Seder came over to me and said, Ma, Nenim in Ahekdish, Rashi says. Nenim in Ahekdish, sounds like you're stealing from Hekdish. You're stealing. Sounds like a... that fundamentally Bracha Rishonah is an Isser, and the Bracha is coming to be Mata the Isser. In a Hanami, you're right. You're right. That's what it sounds like. That's the Pashup Shah. That's why Rashi is a Mechudish Degab Shah. Okay, Rashi is a Chiddish. That's not the Pashup Shah in the Gemara. The Lashon Ma'al sounds like you're taking from Hegdish. You're taking the Meichel, the food. Just like Nenem and Hegdish, you're stealing from Hegdish, so too. It sounds at first glance like the Ritva, that Bracha Rishonah is to be Mata the Isser Me'ila. We'll see, though. Rashi later seems to indicate otherwise, so we'll have to reinterpret this Gemara. Maita Kante says the Braisa, Yelech Eitzel Chacham, you should go to a Tana Chacham. Yelech Eitzel Chacham, my Ovidle, what's the Tana Chacham going to do? He's going to give him a shear? What's the shear going to help him? Right? My Ovidle Yisura, he did the Yisra already. Elo Amar Rava, Yelech Eitzel Chacham, Eikara, Vilamdenu Brachas, Veshla Yavali Dei Me'ila. We're talking about a preventive measure, prophylactic measure, right? You should go to the Talmud Chacham before you make the mistake. Go to the Talmud Chacham to learn the proper bracha that you're supposed to make so that you're not going to violate any Issa Me'ila. Some of the Rishonim point that. Now, it's interesting. The Gemara later on says that if you make a Shahako with the Eved, you can be Yosef with a Shahako. So why do you have to go to the Talmud Chacham to teach you all the brachas? Just make a Shahako with the Eved. If you don't know what bracha, just make a Shahako. You see from this Gemara that apparently if you're not going to make the bracha ru'uya for each min, then you might violate the Issa Me'ila. That's at first glance what you see from the Gemara. It's not enough to make a shahakol. Apparently, the b'di'evi will be yotzei if you make a shahakol. The chachila, though, you will violate the Issa Me'ila if you don't make the proper bracha. Right, so that's an interesting idea that you see from the Gemara. For some reason, it's not so clear that that's true, but that's the pashat of the Gemara.
Yeah,
yes,
I was just going to tell you that maybe when it says that it's try to say the bracha, it's not talking about what bracha on each food, but just the right there to say, for example, you're not allowed to talk in between the bracha and eating the food. So there, if you would say a bracha, talking between.
But when we talk about me'ila, we're talking about the essence of the bracha itself, the fact that you have to make a bracha at all. So it seems that
right,
that's
so
what the Gemara
is teaching you,
teaching you other things as well.
Right.
Maybe. Yes. Right, but if we're talking about that you have to go to the Chacham, so you're not going to violate the Issa Me'ila, well, if you go to the Eved, there's no Issa Me'ila. So apparently, you still will violate. According to you, the Gemara should have said, you're not going to be over any Issa Me'ila, but you should go to a Chacham anyway. That's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that you have to go to a Chacham, Maita Kante, how are you misaking the Issa Me'ila by going to the Talmud Chacham? So it sounds like if you don't make the Bracha Re'uya, you're not going to be misaking the Issa Me'ila. That's the first glance what it seems to me. The Gemara continues. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Kol Anenim and Olam Zeb La Bracha Kilu Anenim Yikot Shei Shemayim. Similar idea. Shemar Lashem Haaretz Maloa. Period. Rav Levi throws two psukim on each other. Ksid Lashem Haaretz Maloa. Ksid Hashemayim Shemayim Lashem Haaretz Nasan Lefnei Adam. It's a pella. It either says HaKadosh Baruch Hu owns everything, or the Aretz belongs to people. Lo kasha kan kol de bracha kan le'achar bracha. They're talking about different stages. Amar Reb Chanina bar Papa, kol anenem in ha'olam esev le'bracha, ki l'gozel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Knesset Yisroel. You're stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and from Knesset Yisroel. Shenemar gozel avi ve'ima ve'omar ein pesha, chavar hu le'ish mashchis. Ve'ein avi ve'ela HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shenemar halo hu avicha panecha, ve'ein imo ela Knesset Yisroel. Shenemar shna benim usar avicha ve'altitosh Torah simecha. Torah simecha means Torah Yisroel. So you steal from Knesset Yisrael because if you don't make bracha, so then the fruits are not going to grow properly, as Rashi says. Shekashachatu haperas lokin. That's the klala that we get when we don't make bracha, when we don't do mitzvahs, like the Tovacha in this week's parasha describes. Says the Gemara, my chaver hu leish mashkis, amar Reb Chanina bar Papa, chaver hu liyiravim benevot, sheishkis etz Yisrael, avim shevashamayim. As Rashi says, because if you don't make brachas, other people see. You're starting to eat without making brachas, so other people get the impression that you don't have to make a bracha. Rabbi Chanina bar Papa says what? You're stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean, gozel HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So if you would ask me, I'd say, well, you steal the food. HaKadosh Baruch Hu owns everything. If you don't make a bracha and you eat, you're stealing the food. That's the Pashuk Pshat. Look at Rashi though. Rashi says, "Gozel HaKadosh Baruch Hu as birchos." That's the pella. Marsha is bothered. What does Rashi have to come onto this? He has to say such a chiddush. You're stealing the bracha. That's certainly not the simple pshat. Most people probably wouldn't even notice this Rashi, because you just read the Rashi through, right? The Rashi just says, it's an agadic gemara, so you sort of read the Rashi through. This is a critical Rashi. This Rashi is showing us what the Zela really is. In fact, based on this Rashi, perhaps you have to reinterpret the previous Gemara. The Gemara that says that if you're nana without a bracha, it's ke'ilu mal. What does it mean mal? You're stealing the food? Maybe not. Maybe Rashi would say there too, you're stealing the bracha. Ke'ilu nana mikotche shamayim? Yeah, it just like someone who's nana mikotche shamayim, he's stealing something. What's he stealing? He's stealing the kotchim, because he's nana from the kotchim. So here, what's he stealing? He's not stealing the food, because the food doesn't really belong to anyone. It belongs to anyone, right? Anyone can get it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with people. It's understood that people can eat. So what are you stealing from him? You're stealing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bracha. That's what you're stealing. You're not stealing the food. You're stealing the bracha. Quite a creative shot, right? But it seems as though, according to Rashi, it's beautiful. According to Rashi, it's really l'shitasa. I saw the Avnei Nezer suggest that according to Rashi, it's beautiful because Rashi holds that bracha rishona is fundamentally a birchas hodah. It's not coming to be matir and isser. There's no isser to be nene. There's no isser gezel to be nene min ha'olam hazeh b'lo bracha. It's not an isser gezel of being gozel the food, I'm saying. It's an isser gezel in the sense that you're stealing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bracha. Because once there's a chiyuv to make a birchas hodah, if you don't make that bracha, it's like not doing a mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands this mitzvah from us. If we don't make the bracha, we are being mevatel the mitzvah. That's a different form of gezel. Quite a different form of gezel. Okay? But that's how Rashi understands the Gemara. It's not a real gezel at all. According to the Ritva, everything is beautiful. The Ritva reads like the Marsha. Right? But you don't have to say gozel HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chasa. Gozel HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamish! L'Hashem Aretz Umloa. Before the bracha, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's food. So you're stealing the food. According to Rashi, you're not stealing the food, you're stealing the bracha. You have your hands up,
please? So this Rav Levi doing at the end of the last time when he was saying, here it belongs to Hashem, and here it belongs to people. That seems to fit the Shita much better than that.
Right.
Transfer it.
That works with the Ritva much better, you're right. To explain that according to Rashi, it's even more doch.
And also, the Chazal uses this language, and we're also not delivering a mitzvah.
As an isser.
A particular mitzvah is an isser, or is stealing from Hashem, or is it just a barak?
Not that I'm familiar with. Which is why Rashi's chat is really mechodeshnik. It really is a very creative chat. But that's what he says. I can't. No, if all I would have is gozel HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chasa, so you'd say, come on, you know, let's figure out a different way to explain that Rashi. But once Rashi said b'feirish, kevan denen etzorach lahodos l'misha bara'am, that doesn't sound like that there's an isser. It really sounds like there's a chiyuv to make a birchas hodah. Moreover, the final Rashi puts the nail in the coffin. The final Rashi that I wanted to show you that that seems to highlight this notion is on Daf Yudayin Amud Beis, the first Mishnah in the beginning of the third paragraph. The Mishnah says, "Mishemesa mutal lefanav potem mekriyashom and atfilim and atfilim when you call mitzvah samoris batarim." Someone who's mesa mutal lefanav, someone whose close relative, one of his seven krovim, passed away, for whom he'll have to observe avelos of shiva and shloshim. So before the kavura, he's what we call a mesa mutal lefanav. We more commonly refer to this person as an onen, aninus. Right? He's an onen before the kavura, and he's an ovel after the kavura. An onen is potter from all mitzvahs. We should point out that the basic din of aninus is that he's osur. The onen is osur and afilas kachim and meiser sheni. It's a pasuk in this week's parsha. Right? Every 3 years, a person has to be misvade. He has to say vigli meiser. Those are the pesukim between sheni and shlishi. Right? He has to say vigli meiser to proclaim that he's gotten rid of the trumas and meisers appropriately. He's done what he's supposed to do with the trumas and meisers, given them to the respective people who deserve them, the kohen, the levi, etc. He's eaten the meiser sheni where he's supposed to. He's been mavir, whatever he has to take care of. And one of the things he has to say to demonstrate that he's done what he's supposed to do is lo achalti va'oni mimeno. I didn't eat from the meiser sheni when I was an onen, when I was in a state of aninus. So you see from there that the onen is usher in meiser sheni. You see from a different pasuk earlier in Parsha Shmini, that an onen is also usher in achilas kachim. That's the din daraisa. But the Mishnah introduces another halacha, that aside from the issa that the onen has in achilas kachim and meiser sheni, an onen is also potter from mitzvahs. Why is he potter from mitzvahs? So there are different approaches that the Rishonim give. Rashi there says, lefishu tard machsheres kurasa. He's very involved in the kavura, and he's like a chosan who's also tard in the mitzvahs, the ilah of Laila Rishona, so therefore he's potter from kriyashma. What's that halacha? So we know this from Sukkah. Many of us have learned the second paragraph of Sukkah, Dachafei, that also if the mitzvah is potter min a mitzvah. He's also in one mitzvah, so he's potter from doing a different mitzvah. According to Rashi, that might be a din daraisa even. But according to Rashi, an onen is only potter for mitzvahs. Tosfos quotes a Yerushalmi who goes even further. Tosfos says that it's usur for him to do mitzvahs. Yerushalmi says an onen is not allowed to do mitzvahs. Why? Mipnei kavod ha-shomeis. There are actually two different opinions in Yerushalmi, but that's the first and simpler pshat. Mipnei kavod ha-shomeis, Chazal put an isur on the onen to do mitzvahs. Okay, so he's either potter because osif mitzvah is potter min a mitzvah, or it's osif him to do mitzvahs, and we pass in that way. It's osif him to do mitzvahs because of kvod shomeis. Okay, but the onen is not going to do mitzvahs. Yes, Jeff. I haven't said that an onen is going to be potter even for mitzvahs lo sase. Right? Everyone says that an onen is only potter for mitzvahs sase. We'll get to that. The Pesach Shuv from the Chacham Tzvi, but. But the question is why? Why is he potter? Rishali extends and says not only is he potter, it's also that's what it's custom.
What's the kavod involved?
Kavod is that before the mace is buried, you show that your attention is only on the mace. You're not going to become involved in other activities. You have to eat a little bit. You're not going to drink wine and eat basar. You're not going to do mitzvahs. It shows that you're thinking about the mace. Yes.
So is the real reason why he's fighting from Brahmos because he's covered in mace or because he's covered, he's mind.
That could be a machlokas rashi and tosfos.
Is the chassan also fighting from Brahmos?
Lemaskana we passed in halacha lemaaseh we passed in that a chassan is chayiv because we don't really have such kavana. So because we don't have such great kavana during Kriya Shema, this whole idea that he's so torah that he can't take 2 minutes out to say Kriya Shema, we don't quite pass in that far. So halacha lemaaseh, chassan is not going to say Kriya Shema. In fact, there's another mission in Brahmas that seems to say that not every that even if a chassan says, oh no, I can't really have kavana, I want to have real kavana. So that's he shouldn't even say that because he looks like a big shot because everyone else can have kavana. So really, he's chayav in Kriya Shema. We pass in this type of Kriya Shema.
To go back to the onion, could it be that he's possible because he's so targeted what he's about to do, so he's not even able to eat the shiur?
I don't know if that's true because an onen. You're talking about bracha. You're talking about kriyashma. Bracha. Okay, we're not up to bracha yet. We're going to get to that in a moment. But just to answer the question, he's going to have to eat, right? An onen is going to eat under most circumstances, unless the kavura is almost immediately after he finds out. And the stomach, he's going to eat a shear. So I don't think the reason why he's bothered from a bracha is because he's not eating a shear. He probably will eat a shear, but he's still bothered from bracha. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara quotes a brisa which extends the halacha of the Mishnah. The Mishnah mentioned Kriyashma Tfilah Tfilin specifically. Then it says Kol Mitzvah Samoris Batara. The Rishonim talk about why did I have to mention Kriyat Shema, Tefillah, and Tilling? That they were also part of Mitzvah Samaras Batara. There are different reasons given. Maybe I would have thought that those are such Chashuv Mitzvahs. Rabbi Yonah, I think, says, maybe I would have thought those are such Chashuv Mitzvahs, so he's higher than them, Kamash Malan. Even those Mitzvahs he's part of. But he's part of a Mitzvah. So the Gemara quotes a Braisa, which explains and adds on many other halachas that an Onen has to fulfill. And in the middle of that Braisa, it says, Ve'eno Mavarech. Ve'eno Ochel Basav, Ve'eno Shosayayin, Ve'eno Mavarech. He isn't Mavarech. What does it mean, Ve'eno Mavarech? The Rashi says, Ve'eno Turach Mavarech Birchas HaMotzi. He doesn't make a Birchas HaMotzi. That doesn't only mean HaMotzi. He doesn't make any brachas. Shahakal, he's not going to give you. He doesn't make brachas Rishonis. This is Rashi Shita. At first glance, you'd say it makes a lot of sense. A bracha Rishon is a mitzvah, just like he's potter from other mitzvahs on Meres Batara, like Kriya Shema Tefillah and Tefillin, he's potter from making a bracha. The Kolbo in his Hilchas Avelos, the end of Hilchas Avelos, the Kolbo is one of the Rishonim. The Kolbo quotes the sheet of Rashi, the Shein Yesh Mishomer, and he disagrees vehemently with it. Let me just get a Kolbo. Kolbo writes, Yesh Mishomer she'ovel k'shemeis amut alufan, that's a misnomer, it should really be she'onen, right? He's not called an ovel before the Kfura. Shabbat kishemesa mutalafana of Olav Lakovra, Shabbat Mikala Mitzvah Samuras Batara, Shaina Mavarech HaMotzi. Someone says, he's afraid to quote Rashi, someone says that in Onain, when it's Mesa Mutalafana, he doesn't say Brichas HaMotzi. Veli Nirish HaMavarech, Zach Lakolbo, I think he does make a bracha. Sha'asa Lecha, Bela Bracha. Sa'asa Te'i, without a bracha, of course he should make a bracha. The Kolbo says this, one of the Rishonim. The Archas Chaim, also one of the Rishonim, says this. A number of Rishonim say, how can you claim that an Onei doesn't make a Brichas HaMotzi? It's also to eat without a bracha. Just one second. So it's also to eat without a bracha. So what does the phrase Eino Mavarech mean in the Braisa? The Braisa says that an Onei is Eino Mavarech. What does it mean that an Onei is Eino Mavarech? He has to make Brichas HaMotzi, so what does that mean? Yes?
The Ritva himself says it. In the Ritva, is you don't make bracha corona, and in Rizami is you don't find a zimun.
Very, very nice. The Ritva says that Eino Mavarech means that you don't make a bracha corona. I also saw quoted the Rashi Demai. The Rashi Demai says that the pshat is that an onein can't be mavarech for someone else. He can't be motzi someone else. Even though the onein has to make the bracha, but because he's not really mechuyav bedavar in mitzvahs in general, we wouldn't call him Mechuyah B'davar to be able to be Motzi someone else. We know that a Keresh Ota B'Kadam can't be Motzi other people. Those are the quintessential examples of people who are not Mechuyah B'davar. Only a Mechuyah B'davar has the concept of Arvus, as we know of, right? That one Yisrael can be Motzi another Yisrael in a Bracha. A Keresh Ota B'Kadam, since they're not Mechuyah B'davar, they can't be Motzi other people. And Onein, claims the Rash, is also not a Mechuyah B'davar. A strange concept. He has to make the bracha himself, but because he's potter from mitzvahs in general, he's not called a mechuyav b'davar, so therefore he can't be motzi other people. But you could learn Eino Mavarech either like the Ritva, Avi's Ritva, that Eino Mavarech means he doesn't make a bracha achrona, or like the Rashi Demai, that Eino Mavarech means that he can't be motzi other people. There are other pshatim you can give in the phrase. Right? You're not beholden to Rashi. You don't have to say like Rashi that Eino Mavarech means that he doesn't make a bracha samotzi. Okay? Yeah. If he has to make a bracha, so he is doing a mitzvah. Wait, take it slow. You can't say that because an omen is potter from mitzvah to rabbanan too. If he's potter from mitzvah to rabbanan, certainly he's potter from mitzvah to rabbanan. That's the question. The question is, what's the kolbo talking about? We know that an omen is potter from all mitzvah, so how can the kolbo say, avada, he has to make a bracha samotzi because it's also lecha below bracha? What's he talking about? The answer probably is that the Kolbo understands that Bracha Rishona is coming to be Matir and Isser. There's an Isser Gezel, the steal of Kodesh Baruch Hu's food before a Bracha. It's an Isser. Fundamentally, it's not a Bracha Chodah. The Bracha is coming to be Matir the Isser. And the Halacha is that an Onin is Pater from Mitzvah, but only from Mitzvah Sasei, not from Mitzvah Small Sasei. That's the Pisrei Tshuva that I asked you to see. Pisrei Tshuva in Yoredei, in Elchasaninus, in Simon Shin Memal, at Potzachacham Tzvi, Ches Tzadi. He calls the Chacham Tzvi. This is known as a comment that the Chacham Tzvi just put into a tshuva. But you don't need a Chacham Tzvi. It's a svar pshuta. The Chacham Tzvi just says that even though an onen is potter from mitzvahs, Abadi's chayav in mitzvahs lo chazer. Would anyone think that an onen is allowed to be chazer? He can cheat on his taxes, he can steal from people, it's ridiculous. An onen might be potter from mitzvahs, but he's not potter from mitzvahs lo chazer. Of course he's chayav in mitzvahs lo chazer. What the Kolbo seems to be saying is that Bracha Rishona really is coming to be Magar and Isser. If it's coming to be Magar and Isser, if it's Osir, if he was at a Bracha, yeah, he should be Pater from Isser, but he can't be Pater from Isurim. He's got to make the Bracha in order to be Magar and Isser. That's what the Kolbo is saying. Just one second. What's Rashi going to respond? Rashi says he doesn't make a Bracha Osir. I make an Isser. And all that is Chayav and it's a slow sasay in all Isurim. So why is he not clear to make a bracha in order to be matan yisr?
The answer is Rashi is lishin kasa once again.
Rashi holds that there's no yisr gezel to steal the food without a bracha. The bracha is not coming to be matan and yisr. The bracha is fundamentally a mitzvah. It's a positive act. It's to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the food. Any isser that the Gemara talks about is an isser to eat without a bracha, meaning to be mevatel from the mitzvah of the bracha. But bracha Rishona is really a mitzvah. It's a positive thing. It's a mitzvah say. It's a mitzvah say that we can understand why an onen is going to be potter from Mechas HaMotzi from all brachas Rishonos. Because an onen is potter from mitzvah say. So it comes out that both Rashi and the Kolbo agree that an onen is potter from mitzvah say and not from mitzvah Los say. What are they arguing about? How do I understand Bracha Rishona? Is Bracha Rishona a matter of the Isser? Or is Bracha Rishona a mitzvah? It's a mitzvah to say a Berachas Hodah. If you hold it's a mitzvah to say a Berachas Hodah, so that's what it's going to say, and only it's going to be potter. If you hold it's coming to be matter of the Isser, so the first step is that there's an Isser to eat the food. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's food. You're stealing the food without the Bracha. So if it's an Isser, then an Onid is going to be Chayiv to make a bracha in order to be matir that isser. Yes.
How do we say that the Marsha held?
The Marsha, I think, would hold like the Ritva. The Marsha is saying, you're not gozel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bracha, you gozel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's food. It's shalom. It belongs. Right, he mentions Litein Lo Kavod. Right. But what the Marsha is saying is, since it is his, so therefore you have to be mechayev. It's because it is his that you have to make that bracha. Is Rashi saying that? If Rashi was saying that, then it wouldn't just be a brachas hodah. There really is a gezel.
It's
a
mix. You're saying that
Marsha is a mix.
So there is an Indian to say brachas hodah because you want to be mechayev.
Right.
But at the same time.
So it might be both, he's saying. It might be both. Okay, if it's both, you'd still say that an onay is chayev to make a brachas hodah. According to Rashi, it sounds like you would have to say, see, this final Rashi, that's why I said before, this Rashi is the nail in the coffin. Because here, Rashi is clearly assuming that Bracha Rishona could only be a mitzvah saseh. Because if it would be an Isser lav, if it would be an Isser rabbanan, whatever, right? If it would be an Isser, then an Onen would have to make the Bracha to be back to that Isser because an Onen is chayav mitzvah lo saseh. So here it sounds like Rashi is saying it's exclusively mitzvah say. It would be interesting to see if there are any other Rashis in Shas that would seem to indicate that Bracha Rishona really starts as an Isser and the Bracha is coming to be matir the Isser. Yeah?
Maybe this is not significant, but it does. It says, Enom Mavarech, and Enom Mazami doesn't say Pater the Bracha, which makes it sound sort of.
That would just make it sound like it's usa to make the bracha, as opposed to the fact that an onen is potter for making the bracha. But I'm not sure. Right, we're talking about someone who's not making brachas here.
If you had to make the bracha.
Okay. Yeah.
Are they disputing whether or not halachically is a lo tasa or tasa, or are they discussing the philosophical question of what the point of the bracha is?
How would you get to Mitzvah Saseh, Mitzvah Lo Saseh, if you would not talk about the conceptual understanding of Rav Rishonah? Would you say, if I was meeting you on the street and say, what do you think? Is Bracha Rishonah a mitzvah or is it a Lo Saseh? A mitzvah or an isser? I think most of us would say it's a mitzvah. You have to make a bracha. But what we're pointing out here is that it might not be a mitzvah. It might be more of a preventive measure. You're preventing an iser, the violation of an iser, to be then in the elements of the bracha. So according to that shot, bracha is shown that it's certainly doing something positive. But you're doing something positive to prevent the negative. So it's really fundamentally an iser problem that you're coming to solve.
So then, when the argument on what you report, or what the Chazal was already thinking when they instituted from the Rishona,
I think so.
So then, according to Shom, it wouldn't most likely seem that it's for Uda, because if it were just for be stealing Hashem's food, then it wouldn't matter whether or not you're in your home.
According to the Shom, either way, like you say that the Onan is Pater or us is delicious, that's a later thing that the Chachamim put on the Onan. But they didn't say that an Onan is being Pater from Mitzvah Slosa Seh. It's not going to be Pater from Mitzvah Slosa Seh. It's not going to be us going to do Mitzvah Slosa Seh.
Also, Rashi says, for Bracha, you're still actually Bracha. Does he force that in order to make sense from the part of another page to talk about your Yom Tzid in the Evet with Shachol, and then you wouldn't be stealing?
Makes more sense if you say that you go to Akadosh Baruch Hu's Berchasa. That's stealing the food. Why?
Because
the Gemara says Maal. What does Maal mean? Maal means you're stealing something. So going to Rashi, that means you're stealing the Berchasa, not stealing the food. I'm not sure. Maybe we'll talk about it later, okay? Let's go back then. Yeah.
Yeah, but according to Rashi, are you still stealing the Berchasa?
You're stealing a bracha because you didn't do the mitzvah. It's really a mitzvah. You have to do a mitzvah. It's no different than if you didn't take a lulav or if you didn't blow shofar. You stole the mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzvah the mitzvah. He gave us the mitzvah and you didn't do it. It's a very different conception of the word iser in this concept, in this context. According to this pshat, iser doesn't really mean iser. We always think of iser meaning tzavitzah slos hasen. Here we're saying it's also to be nene below bracha because you have a mitzvah to make a bracha. So if you don't make a bracha, you're doing the wrong thing. A very different understanding of the word is, yes.
No, I think it's very different than the lulav and things like that because the food you're eating, the lulav you can do passively. But
right, we mentioned that. There is a difference because one is passive and one is active. But in terms of what are you doing, you're basically not doing the same thing. You're not doing mitzvah in either case. You're not doing a mitzvah. It's just that in the case of bracha, it's worse. So in other words, what you're saying, Moshe, the reason why we say Osir Lidon Kol Kadam Shigavare is because here you're doing something active. So that's why we call it Osir, even though really it's just a little of a mitzvah saseh. So what you just did, I'm not sure if you realize what you're doing. What you just did is you explained why the Gemara uses the Lashon Osir, even if you'll say like Rashi. Even if you'll say that Bracha Rishon is really fundamentally a mitzvah, it's really something positive, we can still talk about also Me'elonos 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 Bracha, because the bittul mitzvah here is B'kum Ba'aseh, you're doing something actively to be Mevatel on the mitzvah. So that gets the term Isser associated with it. Very good. We mentioned that there are three approaches in the Gemara as to what the source of Bracha Rishon is. According to the Havmina, there are two possibilities. One is either that Bracha Rishon is derived from Kodesh Yilulim, or from the Kal V'chomer from Birchas Hamazon, and then in the Maskana, it's the Sezara, that it's also Le'Holos Min Ha'olam Hazeh B'lo Bracha. So some of you mentioned last time that there's a very big difference, aside from the conceptual difference we've been talking about for the last little while, there's a very big difference between the Havmina and the Maskana. Whether you learn the source of Sezara, or you learn it from the pasuk or from the Kal V'chomer. It would seem that there's a very big difference. What's the difference? Whether it's the Raisa or the Rabbana. As Tosfos points out in Divrei Maskil Ella Svara Hu Asa LaAdam Shiyena, Ukra Denosiv La'El Asmach LaBialma. The pasuk that's mentioned earlier, Kodesh Yilulim Hashem, that's an asmach, it's just a remes. V'haGemara HaYasavar Metchila D'Limud Gomer. The Gemara thought that it's a real limud, it's a real Dinda Raisa, but then the Gemara rejected that. So it's just the Rabbanan. It sounds from Tosus over here that the Svar is only the Rabbanan. Tosus echoes a similar sentiment earlier when he's talking still in the Havamin about the Kalvachomer stage of the Gemara. Lefanav lo kol shkein. Right? He said, the Askev the Kalvachomer, Kshusavem avarak shuroyav lo kol shkein, says Tosus, lav Kalvachomer hu. It's not a real Kalvachomer. Don't be fooled by the Gemara. It's not a real Kalvachomer. The imkain te bracha de lefanav midaraisa. Because if that's the case, the bracha rishon is going to be daraisa. And so what? Maybe it's daraisa. Couldn't be, says Tosus. Ula'el, perek mishameisa, mash, regabe balkeri, the lab daraisa. Regabe balkeri, the Mishnah of balkeri, with Takona Sezer, it sounds like it's not daraisa. Which Mishnah are we talking about? The Mishnah of Afchofa Medbei says that Ezra was misaking. Tanakam of the Mishnah, Ezra was misaken that a Valkyrie should not learn Torah and he shouldn't make certain brachas. Valkyrie mahar b'libo ve'enam avarech lo lefanav v'lo la'achareo. The Valkyrie is mahar kriyashma, which is a mitzvah d'araisa, but he doesn't make the brachas, neither the bracha before kriyashma nor the bracha after. The alamozim avarech la'achareo ve'enam avarech lefanav. When it comes to food, he makes the bracha achrona, he'll make a bracha sahasan, but he's not going to make the bracha rishon, he's not going to make. So what's the difference? When it comes to Kriya Shema, Valkyrie doesn't make any brachas. When it comes to Mazdon, he makes the bracha achrona, but he doesn't make the brachas rishonos. We happen not to paskin this way, by the way. Well, some people are machmir for this. Chassidim go to the mikvah in the morning before they daven. But most people, I shouldn't say most, many people are not machmir for this anymore. As the Gemara later on, Adav Chavbe says, that we don't paskin this way. But according to this Tanakhama, according to Takonis Ezra, the Balkari is going to make Berachas HaMazon, recite Berachas HaMazon, but he's not going to recite the Berach Rishonah. Why? What's the difference? So the Gemara explains on Daf Chafalif, Berachas HaMazon is the Raisa, and Berach Rishonah is only the Rabbanan. Chazal Ezra was misaking that the Balkari shouldn't make a Berach of the Rabbanan. But they weren't going to say you shouldn't make a Berach of the Raisa. Sometimes Chazal do say that we shouldn't do mitzvahs the Raisa. But in this case, just to say that the Balkari should not be Osik Batorah, he shouldn't make brachos just because he's Tomei, as the Gemara later on says, Divrei Torah not Mekabel Tumah, so we don't have to be so machmer. When it comes to a bracha d'Rabbanan, Chazal felt that they should be machmer on the Balkari. But by a bracha d'Araisa, Chazal did not want to be machmer. Because the Chumra is Osi Lidei Kula, that the Balkari is not going to make a bracha d'Araisa. So Chazal said that he can make the bracha d'Araisa.
How
he can make a bracha.
Now
sure, we're going to get to late. Get to it. Let's just take Tosfos. So Tosfos says clearly the Kal V'chomer couldn't be taken seriously. Couldn't be a real Kal V'chomer, because if it's a real Kal V'chomer, that would mean that Baruch Rishon is Daraisa. The Gemara knew the Mishnayis. The Gemara learned the third parrot. No one starts brachas with the sixth parrot, right? Well, maybe. Right? So the Gemara, certainly the one writing the Gemara, dealt with the third parrot first. So he knows the Mishnayis. So why would the Gemara introduce suggest a Svara that maybe it's a Kal V'chomer, maybe Rabbi Rishon is a Kal V'chomer, it's against the Mishnah. So it couldn't be a real Kal V'chomer, says Tosfos. Why not? Why isn't that a real Kal V'chomer? Sounds like a good Kal V'chomer to me. So some of the Rishonim, I saw the Ritva suggests, based on a line earlier in the Gemara, that Shekein Nenen, he says. Maybe there's a Pirchah to the Kal V'chomer. Kal V'chomer is Kshusoveh, Mavarek, Shuroev, Lokol Shekein. So you could say, no, maybe that's not true. Maybe Shekein Nenen. Maybe there's more of a reason to make a Baruchah when you're Soveah, when you are satisfied, Shekein Nenen, because you were Nenen already. So there would be a Kal V'chomer. The Torah had to be mechayish to me that there's a chiyuv to make a bracha achrona, because I wouldn't know there's a chiyuv to make a bracha achrona at all. But just because there's a chiyuv to make a bracha achrona doesn't mean there's a chiyuv to make a bracha rishona. Maybe I only have a chiyuv to make a bracha achrona because you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you're satisfied. If you were nene, so then you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if you weren't nene yet, why should you have to make a bracha? So the Kal V'chomer is not so muchra. It's not so compelling. What the Ritva suggests. Maybe that's what Tosus means as well. Lav Kal V'chomer Gomer. The Lashon of the Ritva, I think, is Lav Kal V'chomer Gomer. It's not a complete Kal V'chomer, because the Kenzel Dingin, as they say, right? We can disagree. You can disagree with the Kal V'chomer. who holds up the Kal V'chomer seriously? Which Rishon resurrected the Kal V'chomer and not only felt that the Kal V'chomer existed in the Havamina, but even in the Maskana, he wanted to suggest that the Kal V'chomer still exists. Avi? Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan suggests the Maskana that some brachos Rishonim might be Daraisa. Wow! Again, Tosfos. Tosfos and most Rishonim assume that bracha Rishon is only Darabon. Rabbi Yochanan assumes that for certain minim, bracha Rishon might be Daraisa based on the Kal V'chomer. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Va'asikna l'man d'toni kerem revai shiva samina tunim bracha l'fneim u'liachareim min haTorah v'lifneim mikal v'chomer." According to the Mandamar, who says Kerem Ravai, so the Gemara continues. This is the chelik of the Gemara that I didn't give you. But the Gemara says not only Kerem, but Shiva Saminim. Right? The Pasuk Be'achalta V'Savata Uverachta, which is written Lagavi the Shiva Saminim, right after the Shiva Saminim. So now we see that Shiva Saminim are Chayim and Bracha Achrona. From the Kal V'chomer, they'll be Chayim and Bracha Rishon as well. Midaraisa, Rabbi Nachanan says. Ulaman the Tani Net Ravai. Not only Kerem and not only Shiva Samina, but Kol Gidulei Karka to Unim Bracha Min HaTorah. All Gidulei Karka. Netta Ravai applies to all fruit trees. And then I guess we'll add other Gidulei Karka. A Koma, Tavua is Shayach. V'yachalta V'savata V'erachta applies to Koma. Pas is made out of Koma, out of standing grain, Tavua. So Tavua would also have a bracha Rishon, and I would learn all other vegetables, I guess, all other netios from Koma and from Netta Ravai. Rabbi Nachanan concludes, though, Shai Dvar M'svara, Husha, Asa La'odam, Shiyudam Klum, Kodam Sheyavarim. So he seems to say that Basa Beitzman Dogen, the bracha is a svara. Sounds like he would almost say that it's the Rabbanan, because he didn't say Min HaTorah here. Basa Beitzman Dogen, non-Gidulei Karka, Rabbi Nachanan agrees to Tosfos that the Bracha Rishon is the Rabbanan, but by Gidulei Karka, he seems to say that the Bracha Rishon is the Raisa. Why? Where is it derived from? Kal V'chomer. Rabbi Nachanan seems to say that the Kal V'chomer exists even in the Maskana. And it's a serious Kal V'chomer, it's the Raisa, Jeff.
But
isn't
Rabbi Nachanan, I think this Kal V'chomer is one of the human beings?
It is, but only if it's real. If the Ritva is right, that it's not a real Kal V'chomer, it's not a compelling Kal V'chomer because you have a pircha of the Kal V'chomer. So then it's not going to be the Raisa, because it's not really such a strong Kal V'chomer. Only a strong Kal V'chomer is one of the Yud Gimel Midos, and it's going to be the Raisa. But if it's not a compelling Kal V'chomer, so we can throw the Kal V'chomer away. And it could be that the reason why the Gemara didn't give a pircha to the Kal V'chomer, that might be what you're asking. The Gemara didn't give this pircha, because the Gemara knew that it was going to come around to the Svara. It knew that it was going to need the Svara for Bas Beis Medrash. So it didn't bother rejecting the Kal V'chomer, apparently. That could be why the Gemara didn't bother rejecting the Kal V'chomer, even though really it's not such a good Kal V'chomer. The Gemara knew that it was going to come around to the Svara, so it didn't have to reject the Kal V'chomer. It left the Kal V'chomer. Doesn't really sound like that, because the Gemara uses the Kal V'chomer twice. It really sounds like it's a real Kal V'chomer, but the Rishonim felt that it wasn't so compelling. The Gemara didn't mean that this is a Svara d'Araisa, this is a Kal V'chomer d'Araisa, I should say, but rather it's some kind of idea that based on this, the Chachamim may have been besaking Brach, but it wouldn't have been d'Araisa anyway. Rabbi Yochanan, on the other hand, is very clear about it. He's very careful to say that it would be d'Araisa by all Gidulei Karka, Brach Rishon is d'Araisa. What's the problem against Rabbi Yochanan? What's the problem? Oh, what's the problem? Simple. What's the problem? We had a compelling reason why Tosfos said that Brach Rishon has to be Rabbanan and the Kal V'chomer is wrong. What's the compelling reason? The Mishnah, right? Rabbi Yochanan claims that Brach Rishon is the Raisa, so he has to do something to the Mishnah. Right, he's got to explain the Mishnah in some way. Right, Yudi? Rabbi Yochanan still has the Mishnah to work out. What's he going to do with the Mishnah? Yes.
Machlokes.
Good. Okay, before we get to the Machlokes Tanoim, let's give a different answer to the Mishnah. The Tzlach, Tziyun LeNefesh Chaya, the sefer that the Noda Yehuda wrote. Noda Yehuda was a Rav in Prague after the Maral. So he wrote a number of svarim. His Shuvas Noda Yehuda are the most famous. The Cheska Landa. So he also wrote a sefer Tzlach, Tziyun LeNefesh Chaya. The Zecher Nishmas, his mother, his name was Chaya. that Slav was a world-famous Arab. One of the only Afro-Roman. He's well-known for his parish of Brachas, Sochim, and Beis. But recently they found other Chidushim that the Nogu Yehuda wrote on Shas, and they put it together in a two-volume work called Chidush et Slav HaLashas. So now it's not known as simply a sefer on Brachas, Beis, and Sochim, but those three Sfarad, those three Masechos, are the real main Masechos that the Tzlach wrote. The Tzlach has a very interesting answer to this kashya. I'll tell you the answer, and you'll tell me if you think it's right. It's a very, it's also a creative answer. The question is it really correct? The Tzlach says maybe we can interpret the Mishnah to be talking about a very specific case. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about a Balkari who only eats Prophet Mikishim. See, this is going to relate to what we said yesterday. We'll talk about yesterday. The Balkari eats Prophet Mikishim. He wants to eat Prophet Mikishim. The question is, should he make a Brachari Shona on the Prophet Mikishim? So to that, the Mishnah says he shouldn't. Why shouldn't he make a bracha on Prophet Mikishim? Said the Tzlach, because everyone would say that a Brachari Shona on Prophet Mikishim is only the Rabbah. A bracha rishona on kashir, Rabbi Nachman would say that it's the raisa. But a bracha rishona on kavod kashir, everyone agrees that it's only the rabbanon. Can you help me explain that distinction of the tzlach? Based on what we said, it should work out very beautifully.
It's probably because it didn't eat kashir.
What's the difference between eating kashir or eating less than a shir? For bracha, exactly. For bracha, Achrona, you need a shear, right? And we said yesterday, why is that the case? Because bracha Rishon is certainly a brachas hodah.
That only work with the
just a second. Everyone says that bracha Achrona is a brachas hodah, and hodah, a brachas hodah is only required on a hanah hashuva. That's how we explain Tosfos, right? Then we pointed out that if bracha Rishona is similar to bracha Achrona, if we derive bracha Rishona from bracha Achrona, if they're comparable, they're both brachos hodah. So the simple understanding, our default svara would be that bracha rishona should also require a shir. That was our kasha on Rashi, remember? Rashi says what? Again, let's chask. Rashi says that bracha rishona is a brachos hodah. So we said, according to him, how can we answer Tosfos kasha? Tosfos says, we know that there's a chiyuv to make a bracha rishona even on a kol shehu. Rabbi Yochanan, the kasha that Rabbi Yochanan asked against Rabbi Yochanan, that once you take out the pig from the olive, there isn't going to be a shear. That kasha was about bracha achrona, not bracha rishona, because bracha rishona is a requirement even if you need brachos to make a shear. And that's what Tosfos said. Tosfos said, and there's no question as to why that's the case, because asa lehana is below bracha, which we explained to me, bracha rishona is different than bracha achrona. Bracha achrona is a brachos hodah. Brachas Hodah requires a shir, but Brachas Rishona is going to be Makdir and Isser. The Isser Gazel, to steal HaKadosh Baruch Hu's food, exists even by Bubbles Mikashir, right? Right? According to that, the Tzlach fits in beautifully. The Tzlach is saying that Bubbles Mikashir, you can't derive Brachas Rishona from Brachas Hodah. You can't derive the Kalva Chomer from Brachas Hodah. Because a Kalva Chomer would mean that it's similar to Bracha Achrona. Right? That Bracha Rishona, if derived from Bracha Achrona to a Kalva Chomer, it has to be similar to Bracha Achrona. We know Bracha Achrona requires a shear, so Bracha Rishona should also require a shear. Says the Tzlach, on Pavlos Mikashir, clearly there's no chiyuv to make a Bracha Midoras. That only must be a chiyuv to Rabbana. It only must be a chiyuv d'rabbana. What's the chiyuv d'rabbana? Either the Isser Gesel that we said, to steal HaKadosh Baruch Hu's food, or the Kesem Mishnah, which we suggested. But both these Sfaras are not going to be the Raisa. Said the Tzlach. It's a beautiful Tzlach. It's a very interesting idea that he's saying here. That everyone has to agree that Pachos Mikashir is only going to be the Rabbana. It's only to eat Kashir. So then we can say that maybe there's a chiyuv to make a bracha rishona because you derive bracha rishona from bracha achrona.
The shear from gezel?
No, from hodah. Bracha achrona, everyone agrees, is a berachas hodah. It's a berachas hodah. and it requires a shear. Bracha Rishona, if we learn Bracha Rishona from a Kal Vachomer, okay, that it has to be similar. It has to be similar to Bracha Achrona. And it needs a shear. That would presuppose that Bracha Rishona has to be a Berachas Hodah as well. The whole discussion we had, whether Bracha Rishona is Berachas Hodah, or it's going to be Magad Yisr,
that's in the Maskana of the Gemara, the state of Sfar. But in the earlier stage, that's going to be Daraisa. It's either going to be derived from Higulin, which sounds like a Berachas Hodah, Berachas Hallel, or it's going to be derived in Kalachomer from Berachas Hamazah. Berachas Hamazah is a Berachas Hodah, it has to be similar to Berachas Hamazah. So it would have to be a Berachas Hodah. Seems to me that's what the Tzlach is saying. If you eat pavos mikashir, clearly, even Rabbi Nochanan would have to say that such a thing of bracha is only the Rabbanan, and it's not comparable to Birchas Hodah. It's not beholden, it's not governed by the same halachos that the Birchas Hodah, Birchas Hodah would be governed by. And that's why you would still have a thing of bracha, but that thing would only be a thing of bracha. Yes, Moshe.
So then, why is the Mishnah mentioned bracha?
That's an excellent question. So the Tzlach says the following. What you have to say is the first part of the Mishnah that talks about Bracha Rishona, that the Valkyrie is not the part of Bracha Rishona. That's where the Valkyrie hasn't eaten yet. He's going to eat in the future. He's only planning on eating Bracha Rishona. What the Mishnah says that he has to make the Bracha Achrona, Birchas Hamazon, that's talking about where he already ate Kashir before he became a Valkyrie. Because if he became a Valkyrie first, he couldn't eat the Kashir because he couldn't make a Bracha Rishona. Right? He couldn't eat Kashir if he became a Valkyrie before he started eating because he wouldn't be able to make a Bracha Rishona on the Kashir. So it must be talking about where he already ate his meal and then became a Valkyrie before the Bracha Rishona. Now he's trying to figure out whether he should make the Bracha Rishona. So that we say Bracha Rishona is the Raisa, the Bracha Rishona is the Raisa, so therefore he should make the Bracha Rishona. That's what's difficult about this Tzlach. Not only did the Mishnah not say that we're talking about where he ate Pachos Mikashir, but what kind of business is this? The first part of the Mishnah is talking about where he became a Valkyrie before he started eating. And the second part is talking about where he ate already a full shear and then became a Valkyrie before he benched. That's a fish, right, Moshe?
Yeah.
That's one. But that the Tzlach was sensitive to your problem, and that's why he said that you have to interpret the Mishnah to be talking about two different cases. It's a stretch. That's why I didn't ask you to see it in time. I wanted to share it with you because I think it's very interesting, and I think certainly the first part of the Tzlach highlights what we were talking about yesterday, this idea that a Birchas Hodah should require a shir. So if you learn Bracha Rishona from a Kal Vachomer from Birchas Hamazon, then it should also be governed by the rules of Birchas Hamazon and it should require a shir. As opposed to, if you eat Pachos Mikashir, everyone has to agree that that's only based on the Svara. The Chiyuv Brach in such a case is only based on the Svara. And that might not require, and that might be only the Rabbanan. That's why a Valkyrie, again, Rabbeinu Chananel, who holds that Bracha Rishona is Daraisa, the Tzlach is claiming, would only hold that if you ate a Kashir. Even by Gidulei Karka, Rabbi Nachmanal would hold that it's the Raisa only if you ate a shear, because then the bracha is derived through a Kal Vachomer from Birchas Hamazon, so it has the status of a Birchas Hodah. But if you didn't eat kashir, then bracha Rishona Yochai have to make only based on a Svara, and that would only be the Rabbanan. Rabbi Nachmanal would say that's Pshat in the Mishnah, that's why the Valkyrie doesn't make a bracha Rishona. What's the simpler answer? The simpler answer is that maybe it's Machlokes Tanaim. Tosfos feels that our Gemara is beholden to the previous Mishnah. I would say that as well, unless you can find another Tana who disagrees with the previous Mishnah. So that other Tana is hiding out for us in a future parak, which we're probably not going to get to. But on Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis, the Gemara, without reading inside, I'm sure you saw it in Seder, the Gemara quotes a litany of different Tanoim who seem to hold that Bracha Rishona is Daraisa. The Tanakam of the Braisa quotes the same Kal Vachomer as Agi Marak, Shusaveh Mavarak, Shuroyev Lepol Shekein. Rebbe says that it's derived from the Pasuk Asher Nasan Lach. V'achalta v'savato v'rachta es Hashem Elokecha al ha'aretz ha'tovah asher nasan lach, which he darshins mishen nasan lach. Mishen nasan lach. Asher nasan lach doesn't mean what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you already, but mishen nasan lach from the moment he gave you. Meaning even before you eat it, you chayav to make a bracha min ha'Torah. And Rabbi Yitzchak learns it out from Uveirach es lach mecha ve'es me'mecha. Don't read it Uveirach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bless your lechem and your mayim. But rather Uvireich. Uvoreich. Don't read it Uveirach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bless the lechem and the mayim. But Uvoreich. You should make a bracha. Uvoreich. Zachiyah to make a bracha. So there are different tanoim. We seem to learn from Sukkim that it's zachiyah to make a bracha. The Rashba is very careful there. The Rashba says clearly you don't pass them like any of these tanoim. Why? Because of the Mishnah earlier. The Rashba echoes Tosis' problem. Because the Mishnah regarding Balkari, it's clear that we don't pass him that Baruch Rishon is the right. Because if Baruch Rishon is the right, so why would Ezra have been misakein that a Balkari shouldn't make Baruch Rishon? Rabbi Nochanan, though, could say, maybe we do pass him like Yisna'ai. Might argue with the previous Mishnah, and there's no problem. Rabbi Nochanan holds in passing the Maskana that the Kalvachom is correct by the Dulei Karka. The Mishnah, Legame Balkari, no problem. Machlokas Tanoim. We pass them like a later time. Our Gemara, I should say. Our Gemara, which mentions the Kal V'chomer, passes like the later Tanoim in the Brice on that Memphis on the base against the previous Mishnah. So who says we're beholden to the previous Mishnah? It's a Machlokas Tanoim. Rabbi Nachmanah claims that we pass them like those Tanoim who will hold that Brach Rishona is the Raisa by Gidulei Karka.
I'm going to ask about the Kal V'chomer on top of Tosis. How exactly is it a Kal V'chomer?
I think Tosfos meant, I think the Gemara meant, before we get to Tosfos, the Gemara meant that if a person is satisfied, he has to thank Hashem. So certainly when you're hungry and you feel exhilarated that you have what to eat, there's even more reason to thank. That's what the Kal V'chomer meant. If a person is hungry, so they feel more beholden. Once a person is satisfied, maybe they should still feel beholden. But that feeling is not as ingrained, it's not as obvious. You might appreciate it when you're satisfied, but once you're satisfied, you sort of sit, it's like a person who fasts. A person who's fasting, you come to the end of fast, you can't wait until you can eat. Ugh, I can't wait until I can get the glass of orange juice. Drink that glass of orange juice. Once you've eaten for even a minute, you say, I could have waited another hour. It just doesn't seem as compelling to you anymore. So once a person has eaten, he doesn't really feel that need to thank Hashem.
If we learn Baruch Hashem from that Talmud, can we say that you have to be hungry? If you're satisfied, then you just take whatever.
If a person eats an Achila Gasa, that's not called an Achila.
It's not?
Achila Gasa means that if you're stuffed and you're eating beyond your stuffing point, you're really not supposed to be eating that way. So we assume that whenever you eat, you are hungry.
But would you make a bracha?
Make a bracha for
like your mom is stuffed at that moment, and then. Like,
you're stuffed, and now you're eating something new. But you didn't make a bracha before.
You're going to be working for a job, for example, and that.
Chewing a piece of gum is not achila per se with the gum. The achila is the sugar. It's the sugar. So the sugar, you're not swallowing the gum, you're swallowing the sugar.
No, that's not because you're hungry. That's what I'm saying. Like, if you come off over,
you enjoy the taste. It's hanas mayav also. There's a little bit of hanas mayayim with the sugar. Sugar? Sorry? But you make a broccoli shot, you can make a broccoli shot. It could go either way, and that's exactly the point. That's what the Gemara assumed in the Kal V'chomer. The question is the Pircha correct? The Pircha that the Ritva suggested that maybe Itaka makes more sense, as you're saying, Michael, to make a bracha after you're full, makes more sense to make a bracha then than to make a bracha beforehand. Okay, that's the question as to whether the Kal V'chomer is a good Kal V'chomer. I just wanted to point out, Rabbi Nochanan, who hoped that the Kal V'chomer really exists l'maskana, he might be paskening like the Tanaim later on. He might say that our Gemara follows the Tanaim later on, and then there's really no problem from the Mishnah regarding the Balkari. Yes?
It seems that you don't have to make a bracha on something that is repulsive to you.
You should not make a bracha on something which is repulsive to you. No.
spoiled milk not like a bracha.
You shouldn't be eating spoiled milk either.
Well, you don't realize it's spoiled.
Right, you made a bracha already. You made a bracha. What is it the same? Sorry?
Like once you realize.
If I were you, I would spit it out, because it's probably bad for you. Okay.